British Sky Broadcasting, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures present a 40 Acres and a Mule Filmworks production, Girl 6, produced and directed by Spike Lee. Starring Teresa Randall as Girl 6, Isaiah Washington as the shoplifter, her ex-husband, Jennifer Lewis as her boss, Lil, Spike Lee as Jimmy, her best friend, Michael Imperioli as a caller, Naomi Campbell as Girl 75, Quentin Tarantino, the first director, and Madonna as the nightclub owner. Songs by Prince. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. An out-of-work actress takes a job, talking dirty to callers on a phone sex service. Beautiful black actress is auditioning for a part in front of a director and his assistant.
Okay, begin.
The only reason I consented to doing this is because I wish to clear my name. Not that I care what people think, but enough is enough.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, well, can I finish my monologue, please?
We have to understand this thing. We're looking for the latest and the hottest. Okay, we're looking for the beauty of Halle Berry, the sexiness of Jada Pinkett, the soaring voice of Whitney. Can you sing?
Yes, I can.
Don't talk. Listen.
Okay.
We're looking for the range of Angela Bassett. We're looking for the total game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the thing. This movie is going to be big, bigger than big, huge, greatest. Romantic African-American film ever made. Directed by me, of course. Told from the point of view of an African-American woman. We got Denzel, Wesley, Fish. They're all signed up to play supporting roles in the film. But what we need... What are you looking at?
Well, because when you said their names, well, a supporting...
Don't talk. Listen.
Okay.
Now, this total package that I'm looking for, we know... I know. She's out there. And I'll know her when I see her. Now you can talk.
Thank you. Oh, let's see, where do I start? I've been studying for several years. I went to NYU, mm-hmm. Done a little off-Broadway, a little episodic television. I can sing, I can dance, and I can act. So if you pick me, you can't go wrong. Let me stop being shy. I just need a break. A break, that's what I need, a break. So, if you let me finish my monologue, then I can do the sides.
Well, not now.
But I read the sides after.
Well, first things first. Stand up.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Looking at the camera. Okay, now I want you to turn around. Wrong way.
Whoops. Sorry.
There you go. There you go. Slowly. Yeah. Slowly. Keep it turning. Person we're looking for needs to ooh sexuality. Very good. Bravo, bravo. You're gonna sit right back down.
All right.
Okay, now if you would just unbutton your blouse so we can see your breast.
What?
Could you unbutton your blouse so we can see your breast?
Is that required of the role? I mean, nobody told me that I was gonna have to take my top off.
Didn't Murray tell you that?
No, he did not tell me that. No, he didn't.
Well, he fucking should have. Okay, look. This is kind of embarrassing. Okay, yes, it's required of the role. It's a major part of the role. All right? And we're not trying to be weird here, but we're just professionals.
Hey, you know what? I have a picture. I can go get it at the house and bring it back.
Wait a minute. Time out. Yeah, we got 75 fucking other girls to see here, okay? So, okay. I'm sorry to be abusive. I don't mean to be abusive, but what's it gonna be? Can you do it or not?
Come on, honey, we don't have time. Just take your clothes off.
Okay. All right. It's cool, everything's cool.
Reluctantly, the girl unbuttons her black and white top and pulls it off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's nice. Okay, no freeze. Don't move, don't talk.
I can't do this.
You can't do this? You can't do what? What the hell's going on here? What is happening?
I'm sorry.
Don't know what the hell's going on. Where did you find these girls?
Honey, like, you'll never make it.
What the? Hey, look, come here.
Let her go.
Fucking shit.
Buttoning up her dress, the girl picks up her bag and leaves, walking through a crowd of girls waiting outside for their auditions.
Murray, what in the fuck is your problem? Why didn't you tell me?
If I would have told you, you would have never went. How did it go? Knock him dead?
I have never been so humiliated in all of my life.
Oh, come on, cut the sturm and drank. You want to be an actress? You want to be a star? You showed him your tits? So what? Big fucking deal, all right? Sharon Stone spread her legs. And look what happened. When I saw that, I said to myself, that's a star. He didn't ask you to have intercourse with him, did he?
No.
How did it go? Did you get the part?
I walked out.
You walked out on QT. The hottest director in Hollywood. I get you seen by QT. And you fall. You know, maybe we should go another direction. You know, maybe somebody can do better by you. Listen, the money that you owe me, keep it, all right? This is too much aggravation. You know, with my asthma and everything like that, it's not working out. It's not worth it for me, okay?
You're absolutely right. It's not working out. But that money that I owe you, I'm going to pay you back, Murray.
You better pay me back. Listen, let me tell you something. I respect you. I think you're a beautiful person. You're talented. And I wish you well, okay? Peace. Out. Okay, bye. Let's talk to you later. Who's on the phone? Who's on the line? QT! QT! Q! Q!
Free computer seminars. Learn how to work a computer in just 2 short hours. Would you like a computer seminar, sir? Thank you so much. Ma'am, excuse me. Computer seminar? Thank you so much, sir. Learn how to work a computer in just 2 short hours. Thank you. Man of the future.
Wearing a red wig, the girl has been handing out flyers to passers-by on a busy street. A dark nightclub crowded with dancers. Looking bored, wearing a blonde wig, the girl leans on the club's reception desk, applying lipstick as she pouts in a handheld mirror. She tweaks her fringe.
The only reason I've consented to doing this is because I wish to clear my name. What?
Oh, God.
What?
What do you mean, what? What do you mean, what? Where is the pain? The only reason I take that I've ever done. Come on! It needs a bottom! Where's the bottom? What's the shallow shit? A bottom!
No, I can't think.
Ah! Drop into the pain! Drop into the pain!
Into the pain.
I can't think straight.
Acting is about doing and feelings. Drop into the pain. No. Let's add a sensorial element of shit. The pain stinks. Oh, it stinks. It stinks. Smell it. There you go. Now, right through there. Speak.
The only reason.
Look. Nothing!
I went to an interview, big Hollywood interview, and this asshole tells me to take off my shirt.
So what? So what? Grow up now!
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you growing up. I'm talking you to put you facing the reality of this business.
Which is?
Which is taking off your top, baby.
That has nothing to do with the work. You've taught me about the work.
It has plenty to do with the work. That's the business, honey bunch. Make it up. Turn it into something special. Do you get it?
Yes, I get it.
You get it?
Yes.
Okay, so are we going to grow up?
Yes, we are.
Well, we are. Well, I'm going to help you grow up. Now, if you would pay me, you would show that you have respect for your art form.
I'm working 3 and 4 jobs to pay.
Working 3 and 4 jobs for what?
To pay for, you.
To pay me.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I can no longer carry you. That's it. That's all I have to say. None of us saying another word. That's it. Finish. Complete. Over. Grow up.
Okay.
Respect your art.
Okay.
Learn to respect your art.
Okay.
Yes.
I will.
I hope you do.
Would you like a flyer?
Right now I don't have the time.
Okay. Computer seminar?
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Tired as all hell, but I'm fine. Computer seminar, which... Computer seminar?
Sure, why not?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why give me a different color?
I'm sorry, would you like yellow?
No, I'm checking.
Excuse me, sir, would you be interested in computer...
The girl waves flyers at passers-by. Most ignore her. She looks frustrated.
All right, people! It's 90 motherfucking degrees out here, so please don't act like it's cold. Now, my director is not happy with the background action. That means I'm not motherfucking happy. So if I see anybody that looks like they cold, I'm sending your motherfucking monkey ass home. And you know what that means? No check.
What's wrong with you, little lady?
May I use the ladies room, please?
Excuse me?
I have to use a bath. Ready to go, please?
No, you can't use the bathroom. No breaks. We ready to shoot. And I don't give a fuck about SAG. Motherfuck the SAG rep. You can pee when I say you can pee. Capiche?
Yes, sir.
All right, people! Turn your monkey ass around!
The dimly lit nightclub is crowded with drinkers and dancers. The girl leans on the reception desk, wiping her nose with a tissue, looking unwell. She sits on a subway train reading a newspaper and coughing. She tears up strips of newspaper and, looking around, uses them to wipe her nose. She slips the screwed up bits of paper into her bag and carries on reading the newspaper. With a blue pen, she circles 2 ads, Ina's friendly phone line and another headed, females. She circles another, more money, more money. Money for nice friendly voices, just talk, enter the world of telecommunications, good pay, with some benefits. Please send demo tape to 127 John Street, 27th floor, New York City.
Hey there, sexy. You've just reached the hottest live talk line around, 970-WOW, where the talk is always hot and cheap. The cost of this call is $1.95 a minute, plus a $5 connection fee. Specialty calls are priced accordingly.
I am here for an appointment.
If you don't want to play with me,
that's
or if you're under the age of 18, please hang up
now.
But if you're ready, willing, and able, stay on the line and get your hands on the fantasy girl of your dreams.
Hi, have you called here before?
Okay.
Got your name? Great. What's
right,
your name?
So the next time you call in, all you need is your phone number and your 4-digit ID. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm here.
All right, I'm going to hook you up to one of our lovely ladies now. Okay, hold the line.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I have an appointment, and I don't know which direction to.
I'll take you.
Come on.
The girl on the phone leads her through the office.
Lil, your appointment's here.
Hey, come on in and sit down, babe. How you doing?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I hear this is a place where a girl can make lots of cash.
You over 18?
Of course I am.
Got a young voice, that's good. You're not local.
I'm from Queens, born and raised.
And you're an actress.
Yes, ma'am, I'm an actress. It's good work when I can find it.
That fallen feeling.
How many letters is it?
7.
That falling feeling. That's vertigo.
All right. That works. You like men?
Yes, I love men. My luck's for shit with them, but I love them. So I said to myself, if you can't get it in real life, you might as well get it on the job, right?
Right. You're a dominatrix.
Dominatrix.
Dominatrix. Finish it.
I would probably have blonde hair. Long blonde hair. 38 C's. Yeah, it has some nice healthy jugs with big perky nipples. Yeah.
All right, come on. That's good. Very good, sweetie. Can't promise you anything, but I'll put in a good word, okay?
Yes.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Thank you.
All right. Speak into this.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
A fantasy chat. Come on, go ahead. The tape is rolling.
Okay. Hi there. I'm so happy that you called. What's your name? Mike. Oh, hi, Mike. You want to play?
That's great. That's great.
Thanks.
Yeah. Listen, we'll give this a listen and let you know, huh?
Okay.
Are you interested in any peep show stuff?
Peep show?
Yeah, you know, you sex them up on the phone.
Coffee.
Yeah, thanks.
Good luck, honey.
They get to watch you jiggle, huh? I mean, there's no physical contact whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little nudity. You know, but the money's a lot better, honey. Listen to me. Believe me when I tell you something. This is nice, clean work.
No, thank you. No.
You ever married?
Yeah, but it's over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, really, you don't have to be sorry. See, he was a kleptomaniac. On top of that, he was weird. But you know what? I don't want to talk about that.
Any experience? No experience, right?
Right.
We have a training session. We could show you the ropes. I mean, that's not a problem. We're going to be seeing a lot of ladies.
I don't think that this is for me, this kind of stuff. The peep show thing.
All right. Suit yourself, okay? Something comes up, I'll give you a ring.
Okay. Nice meeting
Take
you.
Care.
Whoa, so you own this place?
Yeah. You like it?
Oh, yes. It's lovely.
So, every girl works the shift. You've got 3 shifts to choose from. You choose the one that suits you best. Some shifts are busier than others. You get paid by the call. Bonus if a guy requests you.
Can I have your puppy?
Hi, you little pup.
Guys call us up and they tell us what they want. You dig?
I dig.
Toilet training, bestiality, foot fetishes, butt plugs, bisexuality, 3 ways, 5 ways, 6 ways, yada, 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 the mistress-slave routine. Comprende?
Comprende. You know what? I can do this. I can see myself just working it.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Is your clit pierced?
Nope.
Never mind. Anyway, shitting's really big right now. Don't ask me why. Could be the stock market, I don't know. They pay by charge card. They call us, we call you. You call them, and you chat until they come. Can get a little freaky sometimes. For girls at home, you know, anything goes. Not like the office girls. This, hot spot.
Can we back up for a minute? You said at home, I call them from my house?
Collect. Is that a problem?
Currently, I share a phone. It's a hall phone.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm thinking, this home stuff, it's a little bit too heavy for starting out. I think I need something a little
smoother. Right. Well, the hall phone would be a problem. So now I'm going to give you one of my cards. And I want you to give me a call when you get a private line. And some cojones. Listen, you got good pipes.
Cantaloupes. Pears. Oranges. Granny Smiths. What else? Oh, man. Red Delicious. We haven't had any Red Delicious in a while. Look at that. Ain't that pretty? Ain't that pretty? Yeah. Ain't that pretty? Yeah.
The girl watches a man taking fruit off a stall and stuffing it in an empty baby harness.
Stealing is wrong, right?
Hey! What you get? Hey! Oh, where you go?
Stop! Hey! People!
Stop!
Tojong, no!
Oh, yeah,
stop him!
Stop him! Hey, stop that guy! Stop him!
Hello? Yeah, hold on a minute, okay? Jimmy!
What?
Telephone!
The girl returns to her room across the landing. A short man with glasses comes to the phone.
Hello?
Jimmy, no need here! Jimmy, no need here!
So how's business going?
Business is kind of slow. But see this card right here?
I see it.
In 20 years, we worked 1,000 times when it goes for now, and I got 2,000 of them. This stuff's better than the stocks.
Really?
Yep.
So all you gotta do is wait for the next 20 years, then?
Yep, I'll be a multimillionaire, be in a position to lend you money.
And in the meantime?
I'm a broke motherfucker.
Shit, me and you both.
So what's happening with your callback?
You know, when I came over here, I need you to come over later and help me do something.
Right. Change the subject as usual.
I'm not changing the subject. I'm just asking you a simple question. I either say yes or you say no.
Yes or no. So you and him ever think about getting back together?
Nope. Hair. I told you once if I told you 1,000 times, I don't like him. He didn't do me right. Treat me right.
There you go. Hair.
Thank you. Now, what you gotta do is you gotta hold it back so we get it on right. Pull it down. There you go.
There it is.
Oh. You know, it's a trip having to pound the pavement again, getting this job. But so far, everybody's been great. Somebody's gotta hire me, huh?
I hope so.
The money's good, so I figure I'll be out of here in 4 months max.
You know, you're gonna let me tighten you up.
Good money if you're good, and I'm gonna be great. Eyes. Thank you.
Eyes tighten you up.
Oh, please, Jimmy.
You know what?
Huh?
Now you want to get back with your ex? Let him rob you a bank.
That's not funny.
It's funny to me.
He stole my heart, Jimmy.
Steal it back.
Mouth.
She applies lipstick.
Can I ask you a favor?
Uh-huh.
You must pay rent.
Huh.
But I don't have the rent.
Who's this?
Dorothy Dandridge.
You know what, Jimmy?
What's that?
I'm sorry, but I ain't got it.
Come on.
No, why don't you sell some of your rare autographs? That's what you should do. Sell.
You can't hook me up?
Uh-uh.
You don't have the money?
Uh-uh.
And now for my first role. Dorothy Dandridge in Carmen Jones.
I'll pay you back.
It's a damn good Dandridge, isn't it?
The shoplifter, in army uniform, lights a cigarette, then saunters over to the girl, who's seated, painting her toenails.
Blow on him, sugar.
He passes her the cigarette, then holds her feet.
Makes them dry faster. You can turn off the heat now. You're some harmonica player.
Going now. Just went for a walk.
I'm not some bird in a cage. I don't like being cooped up.
She takes off her robe.
Carmen, I don't like it when you leave me alone.
She puts on a pink dress, then shuts the closet.
Hey there, army boy. Zip me up.
He ignores her, eating a peach, then zips up her dress and roughly grabs her arm.
You ain't going nowhere. Stand here where you belong, with me.
Maybe you ain't got the message yet. The common's one gal nobody puts on a leash. No man's gonna tell me when to come and go. I gotta be free. I don't stay at all.
You'll never get away from me. I'll follow you down the river and across the sea. To hell or up to heaven.
He kisses her, still holding the peach. She grabs it and throws it away. The blind suddenly rolls up to reveal a train outside. The peach is stuck to the wall.
Because it's not just sex. Okay? You're their friend. They're lonely. They're divorced. Their wives aren't into what they're into. They may be giants in the corporate world who are cross-dressers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cross-dresser. Girl 19.
That's a man who likes women's clothing for himself. Or vice versa.
Cross-dressers in their private lives. Giants in the corporate world. You are the ones who listen. Gotta listen. Yes?
Yes.
You're the one who appreciates them. You're the ones who doesn't judge them. You want them to like you, ladies. Because if they like you, they call back. And if they call back a lot,
you make lots of cash, ladies.
Hey, yeah.
Girl six.
Yes.
Who's your transsexual?
My transsexual is, Esmeralda.
Okay.
Whopper dick. Always ready to please. Dark hair. Light green eyes, Priya.
What's that?
It's before the surgery.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And my mistress, I don't know who my mistress is going to be yet. I think I'll call her April, maybe.
Sweet.
And my girl next door, well, my girl next door is going to be lovely.
Wait a second. Lovely?
Yes, darling. Lovely brown.
That's cute.
Thank you.
What's lovely like?
Lovely's got dark hair, dark eyes. She's hot, but she's kind of shy. Kind of freaky. You know the type.
Freak?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Big freak. All right. Ladies, unless they request, all of you girls are W-H-I-T-E. Huh? That's the deal. Additional characters can include black girls, Puerto Rican girls, Asian girls, the whole ethnic gamut. Huh? Also foreign girls, French and English accents, etc., etc., etc. Girl 75.
A beautiful black girl.
You got a call coming in on line 17.
Lil gives her the phone.
Monitor tells you. It's a domination fantasy. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want you to pick up and listen.
Hello, this is Mistress Marlene. I heard you've been a naughty boy. Now pull down your pants and bend over my knees. You're going to get spanked. Yes, one spank for touching my panties. And two spanks for putting your fingers near my clitoris. And three spanks for putting your fingers deep into my love hole. Oh, yes, one more spank. The ultra spank for letting your dick drip. Didn't I tell you not to let your dick drip? Now stand up and thank me for punishing me.
Dick drip! Very good, 75. I think a dick drip is a good way to end the day. What do you think? All right, ladies, listen. This job can be a lot of fun. You can make a lot of money. And you're safe here. Very safe. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Bye.
Lil, the boss. Okay?
I'm a telecommunications sales representative.
Pleased to meet you. I'm girl 75.
I'm girl 12.
Hola, girl 4.
Telecommunications sales representative.
I'm girl 29.
I'm girl 39. Better known as Black Mistress Tina.
Girl 19.
I'm a telecommunications sales representative.
4-2.
Girl 58.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Girl 6 sits in a glass-sided booth alongside girl 39, who's reading.
Girl 6?
Hello?
It's just me. Something will come up in a minute.
We're gonna start you off slow, nothing too wild.
Okay. First call's like a first date. Just be yourself.
Okay, I'll keep it simple. I'll send you someone fabulous.
Thank you.
On her screen, big deal from Houston. Fantasy, someone to talk to.
Hello there. Anybody home?
Hi there.
Hi there.
How are you doing this evening?
Horny. Thought I'd lost you.
No. I'm right here, baby. Where are you calling from this tonight?
Houston. Houston, Texas.
Oh, my God, it's hot down there.
Yes, ma'am, it is hot and sticky. What's your name?
Lovely.
No.
What's yours?
Steve. What do you look like?
Oh, I've got dark hair. And dark eyes.
Yeah.
And I have a really great figure.
Oh, you got big ones, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got 38 Ds. And double D.
Don't you be fibbing now. I was hoping you had them, because I like big teeth.
Oh.
You know, big like Texas, like Akeem allows you on.
Well, I've got these big silver dollar nipples that are really sensitive.
Yeah.
I have a 25-inch waist and 35-inch hips. And, oh, yeah, Stephen, I'm a deep throat.
Hot damn, you're perfect. You know what I did today?
No, what?
I made $1 million.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
I bought a little and I sold a lot.
And you made $1 million?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds really complicated.
Well, I will explain it to you. Say Company A is a
hammer.
And Company B is a diamond, say. A big, hard, pricey rock. Now I take Company A and I smash Company B.
Ooh.
Oh. And I take all them little diamond chips and I sell them at a jacked up price.
Wow.
And Viola Senorita, I got 1 million dineros.
Ooh, I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
I bet I could hump you anytime I wanted to, couldn't I?
Oh, yes, you could, baby, because I'm always horny and I would really like that.
Yes, ma'am, I bet you would.
Are you single?
No, ma'am, I'm married.
Well, does your wife know you're calling me?
No, ma'am, she does not. Are you single?
Yes.
Well, then you can do anything you want to.
Oh, no,
I'm jealous.
I'm only here for you, Stephen.
Chow time. Shh, get me a flower, Ronnie. One of the corsages out of the fridge.
The food's gonna get cold.
We'll be there.
I want you to chicken and big teeth for me.
Oh, are you nice and hard for me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Are you touching yourself?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, so now I'll tell you. I've got a tight white t-shirt on. And a little white skirt.
Would you jiggle them titties up and down for me?
Okay.
Bounce them up and down for me.
Okay.
I'm
bouncing, Stephen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bouncing right now, Stephen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on your lap. And I'm bouncing my titties up and down. These teeth are moving up and down,
oh, yeah.
Stephen.
Bounce you for me, lovely. You are a gift on this earth. Thanks, honey.
Girl 6.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I mean, he just came. He was Steven and he just...
He hung up happy. Good job. Now, how you feel?
Fine. My mouth's a little...
All right. Here, have some soda.
Dry.
All right. Now, Miss Girl 6, we have for you... Voila.
Oh.
You broke your cherry.
Thank you.
All right, come on, y'all, back to work.
Here we go. Congratulations.
She smiles at the corsage.
He came.
Caption: 2 weeks later, girl 6 walks into the office wearing a cream satin dress and blue jacket. She walks past the phone booths.
Big girl, big pussy, slim girl, all pussy. I
know you love it. Checking her screen, she hurriedly puts on her headset.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I'm so glad you called.
Calling from my beach house, housewife. Let's start in the kitchen. There's whipped cream in the refrigerator.
I've been on my feet all day. And now I'm on my hands and knees, cleaning the kitchen floor. I sure would like to take a break so I can talk to you.
You're scrubbing the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop scrubbing. If you don't mind, we'll talk while you work.
I'm making slow, soapy circles on the linoleum with my scrub brush.
What color's the linoleum?
Yellow. It's yellow with little daisies. Slow, soapy circles on my hands and knees.
Where are your kids?
They're taking their naps.
I'm pushing your dress up from behind. I'm gonna mount you Snoopy Doggy Dog style, housewife. Don't stop scrubbing. I'm mounting you now, housewife. Got a lot of work to do. Don't stop scrubbing. Don't stop scrubbing. A woman's work is never done.
Oh, you're so right. I hate that grimy buildup.
With no bra on. You know, I go shopping at the A&P like that.
I'd be the stock boy, and I would grab your produce.
Mm-hmm. I went shopping yesterday.
What would you buy?
Soup. Asparagus. Oyster crackers, you know, for the soup.
For the soup. Did you get lamb chops?
With mint jelly. Beverages. Arugula. Dip. Instant oatmeal.
Instant oatmeal.
Quick grits.
Quick grits.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Well, who am I speaking with?
This is lovely.
Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Leslie or Lovely?
Lovely.
Hi, Lovely.
Hi.
My name's Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Bob?
I'm calling from Tucson.
Tucson?
You know what that is?
Yeah, is it, what's it like down there?
Dry heat.
Dry heat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I was just, wondering if, you know, this, is there a rule, like, does it have to be a sex talk?
Oh, no, Bob. It's whatever you like. We can talk about anything.
We can talk anything?
Anything. I'm here for you.
Feeling like talking about my mother, actually.
What's your mother's name?
My mom. Her name is Ruth.
Ruth?
And, the thing, my mother's, she's dying of cancer now. And, I just wanted to hear, I wanted to say that, to hear how that sounded, and, is your mother alive still?
Yes, she is.
Do you tell her that you love her?
Yeah, I tell her I love her.
I never use those words with my parents, that's the thing, you know. I never said I love you to her, and I'm kind of agonizing now.
What do you think?
Well, you know, Bob, life is about choices, and I think that whatever choice you decide to make will be the right choice.
Yeah. I'm out here, and I'm thinking, and I just really needed to talk, and I'm really glad that I dialed your number.
I'm glad you dialed my number as well.
You doing all right?
Yeah, I got my first request tonight.
Yeah? Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm sure it won't be your last. You know, you need to give yourself an activity of some sort, a magazine, a book, something else. You're gonna get hooked, girl.
No, I'm concentrating.
Concentrating?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you coming with them?
please.
You sure about that?
I'm positive.
All right. This is me, gotta go. Take it easy, right?
Bye, Dolores.
Yeah,
my please.
All right, baby. Okay.
How much are grapes?
Have a pound for $1.50.
I'll take a pound of your grapes.
$3.
$3?
Yes, yes.
Bet.
Girl 6 walks past the shoplifter at a fruit stall.
One month down, three to go, huh?
Yeah.
How much longer are you gonna do this phone bone stuff?
Well, to be perfectly honest with me, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know, because I'm starting to like it.
Like it?
Yeah. My endurance has picked up, and I've become extremely popular.
You like this stuff, huh?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. My boss, Lil, says she ain't never seen nothing like it. We had 38 phone calls last night, 17 requests were for moi.
17 guys requested you?
Yeah. That's like, what, 50%, right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me.
I don't know.
Look at you. Eating your food. You haven't blessed it.
I'm hungry.
I know you're hungry, but let's make a toast. I'm excited about this.
All right. To phone bone.
Phone bone.
Mm. They bow their heads over the food.
Amen.
He needed me real bad, too. Okay, I was Mistress April, and this guy was really in a pain, right? He wanted me to keep counting as he plucked his pubic hairs out one by one with a monkey wrench.
A monkey wrench?
A monkey wrench.
What happened to tweezers? I can just picture that. One. Ow! Two. Ow! Ow! Three. Ouch! Four. Oh, it hurts so good. Come on, I'm sick.
That's not sick.
He's sick.
The man got off.
Still sick anyway.
Plus, I got my minutes. Three right. Requests because he had to call back three times. I'm telling you, he needed it bad. Ooh. A pilot called from the cockpit. Cockpit fuck fantasy, 33,000 feet in the air with Brigitte, my busty blonde.
A pilot called you from his cockpit?
Mm-hmm.
Dag, no wonder the plane's been falling out of the sky left and right.
You want some more wine?
Nah, that's all right.
Come on, Jimmy.
Nah, that's all right.
No, come on, baby.
That's all right. That's all right.
Okay.
I'm on the way.
Oh, you remember Bob from Tucson?
Bob Reglan?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. My boy. Well, we're vibing, right? He loves to talk to me about his mother.
So when's the last time you had an audition?
He likes to talk to me about his mother because she's got cancer. And they were never really close. Now they seem to be torn, you know?
So what does that have to do with your acting career? What happened to that?
I'm still an actress,
Jimmy. How are you acting?
What?
How are you acting? You're not on stage, you're not in front of the camera, you're on the phone. How are you acting talking on the phone?
It is acting.
Some perverts. How's that acting?
They're not perverts to me, okay?
Well, they're normal people, right?
Baby, let me tell you something. You can continue to live in that little fantasy world with the baseball cards and the autograph bullshit, whatever the fuck it is you do. But me, I got to eat and I got to pay my rent. Phone sex is acting. And if you don't like it, you can step.
No, fuck you, you know. At least I got Willie Mays, Hank Aaron's autograph on a baseball card. You know, they're in the Hall of Fame.
No, fuck
you. Is there a phone sex Hall of Fame?
No, there's no phone sex Hall of Fame.
Is there equivalent to Cooperstown for the phone sex Hall of Fame?
You know what? You bugging. You drank too much. I think you drank too much. You're tripping.
Look, you wish you had Hammered Hank's autograph.
That's a goddamn lie, because if I had him, I wouldn't be able to pay my rent like you. I wouldn't be able to pay my rent. Phone sex is where I am. I'm paying my bills.
It's an investment.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to sell him now and sell him what short money when I keep him, sell him more in the long haul.
Get a life, man, because I ain't paying your rent.
Get a life? What the fuck is somebody pulling up pubic hair with a fucking monkey wrench? What the fuck is that?
It doesn't matter. It's paying me, and I'm going to hop my ass on the plane and go to Hollywood and live out my dreams. What are you going to do? You're going to collect autographs and sit your little tired ass here and take the next person that moves into my building and make them pay your rent.
Springtime is usually that time of the year when children are outdoors enjoying their young lives. Sometimes, however, joy is not what they get. Carol.
Well, Jim, in Harlem tonight, there is tragedy. After-school play has turned into a most deadly game. Our reporter, Nita Hicks, is live on the scene. Nita.
Thank you, Carol. It started out as an after-school game between two little girls in this high-rise apartment building behind me here at 1470 Amsterdam Avenue. What started out as a game has played itself out into a family's worst nightmare. It all started in this hallway, at this door, that the girls' game of tag led to tragedy. Witnesses are telling us that 8-year-old Angela King was running down the 6th-floor hallway when she leaned against this elevator door. The elevator, however, was not on the 6th floor. In fact, it was up on the 18th floor. And that elevator door should have been secure. It was not. It gave way, and 8-year-old Angela King fell through the empty elevator shaft, falling 6 floors down into the basement. Angela was rushed to Harlem Hospital, but officials are telling me now that she has been transferred to Manhattan's Mount Sinai. The little girl is suffering from multiple skull fractures. She is in intensive care. She is listed in critical condition. Right now, I'm in the home of Martha May Jones, who is Angela's aunt.
I'm her mother's sister. I don't know. Her mama's at the hospital with her now. She's a good little girl. She was good in school. She did her work. She always had a nice smile on her face.
The lift door opens, revealing the drop into darkness.
Okay, well, Christine and Martin, have things been any hotter since you guys called me last week?
Oh, Sheila, it's so good to hear your voice. Listen, Sheila, I want to live my fantasy one time of a menage a trois with Christine and your friend Rosita.
Rosita?
Si.
I can't believe it. That's my best friend, Sheila. I don't believe you. Martin and Christine, we go through this with you guys every week, okay? Now, tonight, let's try to have a really hot sexual experience.
Yes, Sheila, listen to her, Christine.
Why does he have to have another woman? Right. He doesn't really love me then.
I love you.
No, you don't love me. That's not love, joder.
Listen, what's
you
wrong?
You don't know what love is.
What's wrong for a man wanting his wife and his wife's friend to lick his dick at the same time? There's nothing wrong with
that. Oh, that's what you want? Yeah. There's plenty wrong with that. How would you like it if Julio was there to lick me, huh, baby?
Julio?
Yeah, Julio. Well, and besides, he's my friend and I talked to him and he said that that's not normal, well, right? Bien, so tú eres loco.
No, you're so...
Oh,
si. Look, I'm a contemporary
bien, nada,
man.
No,
if you do it with me, I do it with him.
Oh, do you want Julio? Why don't we get Julio in on this?
All right, maybe you want a Rolex? I got Rolexes coming out my ass, all right? You make me come, I'll buy you a Rolex. That's worth a Rolex, all right? That's worth me coming, all right? You do that for me?
Now, Martin, I want you to talk to her really gently, you know, soothe her, coax her. She's your wife. You love her, right?
Of course I love her.
He doesn't know how to soothe or coax nobody because he likes it hard all the time.
Sheila,
that's his problem.
Sheila.
He's always rough with me, Sheila.
She's so frigid, Sheila. She's so ice cold.
Don't say that. I am not ice cold, all right? Frigid my ass.
Yes, you are.
Oh,
every
no.
time my dick gets next to you, it shrivels up.
Can you stop it? Don't talk like that. You know what?
I go from condom to earmuffs on
my
dick.
Sheila, you know what it is? You know what? The reason why I have such a hard time with him, because he only likes it from behind. He never wants to look at me. Okay. And I like to look into his eyes. Uh-huh. He always does that.
Okay, baby, so... but the doggy style, that's the thing now. That's what's in.
Okay, Martin. In my ass, okay?
Hey, you're up, Six. It's Bob Regular. See ya.
On her screen, Bob Regular, non-specified fantasy, special request, Girl 6.
Bob. Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm fine, I miss you.
You're not gonna believe where I'm calling you from.
Oh, let's see. Your car?
How do you know that?
Because I can tell.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, lovely.
Yes, Bob.
Hey, baby.
So, how's your mom doing?
My mom is not doing so good. I'm just driving back from the hospital now. I'll tell you something. Cancer is a very bad thing. It is a beast.
How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. I just feel like I'm wasting my time, you know? Just a big waste of time out here. No point.
Well, you know, Bob, relationships change.
Not this relationship, honey. No, ma'am. No, thank you.
I mean, look at you and me. When we first started out, it was just for the sex.
And now every time I call you, baby, all we talk about is my mother.
But the sex is still red hot, baby.
Tell you what, I want you to hang on. I'm going to pull this car over, all right? Just hang on for me now.
He parks his red convertible next to the desert road.
I'm back, baby.
Bob?
Yes, lovely?
Can I share something with you?
Shoot.
Well, I just... I just want you to know that the relationship that we share, you know, talking about your mom and everything, is really, really special to me. And I just want you to know that I'm always here for you, day or night, or, I mean, anytime. So don't hesitate to call me. I mean, this much time doesn't have to elapse before we connect again, okay?
Hey, lovely, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later, okay? Is that a problem?
Oh, no, it's no problem. No problem at all.
Lovely?
Uh-huh.
I'll call you soon.
Okay. Remember, lovely's always gonna be here, okay? I'll talk to you later, Bob.
Bye, lovely.
Bye-bye.
Wearing a low-cut snakeskin patterned jacket, Girl 6 enters a shop and picks up two cartons of cigarettes.
And some matches.
Sure. Tell me, you like skiing? Huh?
Not really, no. No, not really.
How about fishing?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is he?
Oh, he?
Uh-huh.
He's a black bastard. No offense. No offense, please. Huh? I want to ask you something.
Shoot.
I'd like to take you fishing. No, see, no. See, I have this friend who's got a cabin on a lake. Now, you, me, a cabin, rowboat for two. Huh?
How much?
You, book upstairs.
How much are the cigarettes?
Give me your number. Come on, give me your number. I'll call you. We'll talk sometimes. What is the matter with that? Please.
Don't put your hands. Get your fucking hands off me, okay?
7 Ebony, give me some sex. Come on. I'll close the shop. Go in the back. But then, please, come on.
Stop!
Okay, okay.
Don't do that.
Okay, but you know what? Hey, I'm a rich man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I own this shit. Yeah. You won't have to do this work. Now, come on. Fishing, huh? Or no fishing? Listen, you beautiful woman. Lucky woman, you could be my wife. Now, I am talking matrimony over here. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you just fuck off, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. Put the cigarettes in the bag with the matches and tell me how much they cost. That's all you can do for me.
Girl 6 returns to the office with her cigarettes, walking down a corridor lit by blue strip lights. She works with Girl 39.
We're in the girls' bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
And everybody else is in class. And I'm going to push you right into the stall and put my hand right up the Catholic school skirt.
Oh, yeah, that's good, that's good. I'm so big over here, I'm like deformed.
Oh, Melissa, unbutton that blouse.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Missy, show him to me.
Yeah, show him to me too. Come
okay.
on, Missy.
Oh, Missy!
Uh-huh.
Your titties are so big, oh my God, I'm gonna explode!
Yes!
Yeah. And this is when I jump up from the stall and I say, what do you two girls think you're doing?
Oh, my God, Cindy, it's Mr. Blue, the custodian!
Yeah, and then I pull out my big old kielbasa and I say to you, now look at my big old kielbasa! Now, girls, we're gonna have to work out a little bargain here or I'm gonna take a walk down to the principal's office. So why don't you little naughty girls get down and maybe give Mr. Big Jim and the twins a little kiss? Come on, just a little kiss. Yeah, get up there nice and close.
Ooh, yeah, girl. Mr. Blue. Oh, the kielbasa's so big. Oh, my God, I love kielbasa.
Let me hit your cigarette. Yeah, sure. Guess what? Bob from Tucson?
Yeah.
He wants to meet me in person. I gave him my phone number.
You what? You know you're not supposed to do that. What's the matter with you? Look, don't get hooked on this shit. It's just talk. It's just a job, all right?
I know that, but he's got a great voice.
Look, I don't care. Did I ever tell you about the story about the girl
that got hooked? Yes, you did. And I don't want to hear it again, okay?
I'll get my cigarette back.
Take it.
I got nothing to say to you. Nothing to say.
Better watch. Oh, shit, Jimmy.
Hanging out, huh?
No.
Get some milk. Want something?
No.
Later.
All right.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. I just wanted to bring you a little something. That's all. You know, I didn't steal it. This old man gave it to me. He's a dream that once he became a famous actor, he would get to marry a beautiful movie star. He used to say if you wanted something really bad, you'd get a picture of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Take it on the wall. I look at it every day. I said you're into acting and all. I figured this could help you out. I hope you like it.
Oh,
I love this. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem. Can I come up for a while?
No, you cannot. But thank you for the magazine, okay? And you take care of yourself.
Far too often when a late-breaking story hits the news, other stories get pushed to the back burner, as was the case of a story that we covered some 4 months ago, a story about a little girl named Angela who has one big birthday wish, and that wish is to spend some time with a very, very special lady. It was a little story, but one that made such a big difference that we decided to come back here today and follow up on it, and that's exactly what we're doing with the help of our very special guest here. This lady is a movie star extraordinaire. She is caring, compassionate. She cares about the community. This is Halle Berry.
Thank you. You know, I really can't think of a better way to spend today. Little Angela's birthday has touched millions of people around the city, but it inspired 11,000 people to respond with get well wishes. So if I can be a part of making her day special, I'm very happy to be here.
Sultan of SWAT?
Yeah, girl.
Do you have me on the speakerphone?
Yeah. Got your speakerphone.
Now, I want you to remember, approaching a girl is just like approaching home plate.
I hear you, baby. Okay. I'm a little nervous. You know, them night games kind of make me kind of nervous there.
Oh, baby, come on now. Don't be nervous. You have to remember you're no scrub.
Oh, baby, you said that right.
Do you have your hitter's eye on?
I can see the rotation on the seams of the ball. Like Ted Williams.
Ooh. Well, I'm on the pitcher's mound.
All right.
Yeah, baby, I got my pitcher's stance.
Come on, with it.
And I've got that left leg cocked
just
up.
Like I like it. Tell what you do. Give me that high leg kick like a Juan Marichal.
Woo, here it comes, baby. A big, fat, juicy one straight down the middle.
Wearing just a jock strap and helmet, he pretends to hit balls in slow motion in front of a picture of a crowded stadium.
Out of here! You can kiss that baby goodbye!
He raises his arms over his head, holding his helmet, and pretends to acknowledge the applause of the crowd.
Woo! I love you, girl.
Six for sex, darling.
Don't I look pretty? With my long blonde hair and big blue eyes. Don't I look pretty? I'm getting on the bus now. You can smell my hair as I walk past you. You're watching my ass as I walk to the back of the bus. I'm walking. And you want me. I'm turning around now. I'm sitting down now. I'm crossing my legs now, and you're watching me. My flower bed's all wet now, lover. Listen to my flower bed.
She sips water and pulls her cheeks.
Now take my boots off. Yes, yes. Now rip my stockings off with your teeth. Oh, yes! Don't my feet look pretty? Now touch them. Tickle them. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Faster, faster, faster. Yes! Don't I look pretty?
The shoplifter waits outside the call center, smoking and chewing his nails, and greets Girl 6.
What a surprise.
If you went in, you had to come out sometime.
I didn't know you had a brain.
Ooh. Got anybody new?
Yeah, I got this guy named Bob Regular. He's fabulous. You should meet him sometime.
Fabulous? I would like to meet him. Bob Regular, what kind of name is that?
I gotta run.
Then you gotta eat.
I eat.
All right, then we can go eat at Sylvia's.
I'm sorry, but I got other plans.
All right, tomorrow. Friday. Friday,
Friday's
right?
Fine.
Good. Friday's good. Good Friday.
She sits in front of a mirror and puts on an afro wig.
One of my all-time favorite characters is Foxy Brown.
Right on. Power to the people.
Talk to me fast, baby. I got 5 heavy tripping jive turkeys on my tail.
Check it out, Mama. The boss man wants us to meet him in Paris. There's a 4:30 plane. I'm just across town. I'll pick you up.
I'm here, baby.
Stay black and beautiful, my sister.
Right on. Power to the people.
Put the phone down, lady. You're surrounded.
What's wrong? Who's there? Hold him off until I get there. I'm on my way.
Come on, Mom. Don't make me ask you again. Put the phone down.
You looking for an ass kicking now, Mama?
Yeah, baby.
Dressed in a fur jacket and her afro wig, Girl 6 fells her assailants with a series of martial art type kicks as if in a 70s movie. Her victims lie on the floor of the loans company twitching as her partner arrives wielding a handgun.
I'm just talking about my sister. Can you dig it?
She holds up her police badge and ID.
Step aside, little mama. Oh, no! Don't you know the black woman is the mother of civilization?
You didn't have to shoot him, Scooby.
Let's go to Paris.
They leave arm in arm.
Hello, lovely, it's Bob.
Where you been?
I've been busy. Thought you'd be glad to hear my voice.
I am. It's just, it's funny hearing your voice. That's all. How's your mom doing?
Listen, I'm going to be coming to the Big Apple for one day only to close up a big deal. I got a little free time around 2:00. Let's do something crazy.
I'm working a double shift tomorrow.
Come on, let's do something crazy. Let's go to Coney Island. Have some hot dogs, make love under the boardwalk, just like the song says.
I'm working, Bob.
Take a vacation, girl. Please, I really want to see you. Say yes.
All right. One hot dog.
One Nathan's hot dog.
And nothing else.
Okay, nothing else.
Tomorrow at 2:00.
Yes, I'll see you at 2:00.
Bye-bye.
Alright, baby, bye-bye.
The empty boardwalk. Girl 6 sits on a bench, looking out to sea. She wears a black chiffon scarf over her head, which flutters in the breeze. She looks around the deserted boardwalk with a nervous expression. She wears a diamante brooch that spells lovely on her cardigan. She removes the brooch from her lilac cardigan and fastens it on the lapel of her black coat, taking care to straighten it. She cuts a lonely figure standing in front of a fairground ride called Wonder Wheel. Looking forlorn, she takes a ride on the big wheel inside a wire cage. She sits on the bench. A man strides towards her on the boardwalk, smartly dressed, his overcoat flapping in the breeze. She turns and smiles at the man, who walks past her.
Bob Regular. Bob!
Sometimes it feels like I'm going to
She watches the man disappear into the distance, looking disappointed. Eyes downcast, she slowly turns back to face the sea. With a melancholy expression, looking out of the window, she travels on the subway. She returns to the office, looking deflated.
Six, where you been? You late, honey. Don't make this a habit, okay? It's so unprofessional. Hand me those files over there. Coming in here late all the time. I'm tired of this shit. I'm gonna start cracking down.
Hey, what's up, sis? Yeah. How you feeling? All right?
I don't know.
She returns to her desk. Her screen flashes. Caller request. Girl 6.
Now tell me you're a little wet slut.
I'm a little wet slut.
Louder.
I'm a little wet slut.
Then I'm gonna tie you up real good.
Have we talked before?
Your voice sounds familiar to me.
No.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Jack Spratt, what's your name?
Mrs. Spratt.
Bullshit.
No, really, my name is Lovely Spratt.
Bullshit. Who are you?
I'm whoever you want me to be, baby.
No, you're not. You're not anybody.
You ain't even nobody. You ain't even shit, baby doll.
I'll cut him off, okay?
Okay.
Look, you do not have to be polite.
I wasn't being polite.
Yeah, well, whatever. Don't be. Don't encourage them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The boss puts down her phone. The caller's on a payphone outside a video store.
Now, why would you do a thing like that to me?
I just want to talk to you. That's all. You don't have to be shy with me, girl six.
I'll be good from now on. I'll be very nice to you. Okay?
Your daughter looked as if she was making a miraculous recovery. I mean, all of us were hoping that she'd be released and released from the hospital very soon.
We sent it up to Jesus. It's in the Lord's hands now. She's to talk about wanting one of those Power Ranger dolls for her birthday. And the Pink Ranger is the girl. And she had her eye on the pink one. But I don't know now.
We are here live right now at Manhattan's Mount Sinai Hospital, right outside of the emergency room. We've just been talking with hospital officials, trying to get an update on the Angela King story. She's the 8-year-old little girl who fell down an elevator shaft, a story that has riveted this city and changed some safety policies. We have just found out that Angela King is still listed in critical condition. We ask our viewers, send your prayers.
The shoplifter sits outside the call center watching the girls leave. Girl 6 comes up behind him and taps him on the shoulder.
Hi.
Let's go.
Where were you?
Come on, we gotta go this way. Because I don't want nobody to see me with you.
Hey, you miss me?
No.
Oh, I miss you. How you doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
My usual criminal activity. I still haven't used a gun, don't intend to, and I don't go into people's houses. I only take from those who got more than they need. I still must be, you know, supermarkets, the Woolworths, Macy's, Korean delis. I only take what I can use. Clothes, food, the basic fruits and vegetables. Meats, chickens, beef, porks, cold cuts, rice, cereal, milk. Damn, you still smell good. We had some fun, didn't we, huh?
Where are you going? You said fine.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I try to eat balanced. Mm. I still got my sweet tooth, you know. But I still got my bad habits, too. Basically good with bad habits.
How is everybody?
Mom doesn't like me living at home anymore. I told her I sent you.
Oh.
She says an ex-wife, a son.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. You're the only true love I got, you know that.
Really? Well, I'm gonna be leaving town as soon as I'm able. For good. I'm going to California.
Would you do that freelance typing thing, temp work, right?
Wrong. I'm in the phone sex.
No shit.
Yeah.
What, you?
Why not me? Have you ever called one before?
Hell no. I like touch.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Call me. Ring. Ring. Kinda. Ring.
All right.
Come on, call me.
Ring. 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 Ring, goddammit.
Hello.
Hey.
My name is Lovely. What's yours?
Joe Shabotnik.
Ooh, Joe. You have a really sexy voice. Where are you calling from?
Death Row.
Ooh, Death Row. That means that you are a dangerous man, Joe.
That's right. Fucking A, man.
Would you like to know what I look like?
Shoot, fire away.
I've got blonde hair, deep, dark, sensuous eyes. I'm 5'6", and my best features are my big breasts. They're 40 double D.
Oh, bitch, 40 double D's, dude.
Ooh, I'm a deep throat gel. You want some of this, baby?
Fucking A, man. God damn.
And I want you so bad, sweet daddy. You like that, Mr. Joe Shlobachnik?
He nods.
Damn! I didn't know you were such a freak.
I always was. You just never brought it out of
me. I just never brought it out of you.
You heard me.
Let me show you something.
What?
A little shortcut.
Oh, see, why are you playing? You're always playing.
Come on.
What?
Baby girl. Pretty hand.
Oh, how sweet. What you doing? Would you stop it?
No, wait a minute. Why are you blowing up the spot all of a sudden?
What do you think you're doing? Don't you put my hands down your pants? What's wrong with you?
What do you expect talking to me like that?
I was just playing with you.
Well, look, I don't play like that,
all
right?
Don't step up on me like that, okay? I should kick my own ass for even going out with you.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. I'm sorry.
You're damn straight, you're sorry. Take your sorry ass home to your mama.
You're right.
She storms off. Exasperated, he kicks over a bin in a dark alley. Girl 6 is in her booth at work, sleeping with her head on the desk. Next to her, the screen flashes, caller request. The girls gather in the office for an engagement party.
Oh my God,
I see it.
Spare no expense, Lil.
No expense, well, show everybody, go ahead.
It's gorgeous.
Working.
Her screen flashes. Name, principal, high school fantasy.
Hello?
I got this special fantasy. Can I tell you?
Tell me.
Girl 75 is smoking dope in the ladies. Girl 6 comes out of a cubicle and takes the joint offered to her.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she'd go insane. At home, there were 17.
All right, sexy six, it's back to the salt mine.
Girl 75 hands girl 6 the joint and leaves.
Okay, so you're like this hot co-ed, you know, head cheerleader. Mm-hmm. And I am the principal of the school.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, see, everybody's been worried because you're just too, too hot and you turn everybody on too.
Ooh, yeah, because I get them hard and that's like so distracting. Are you hard right now, Tommy?
I sure am, baby. Now, see, I'm the principal and I have to discipline you.
Yes, Mr. Principal.
Unzip my pants and take it out.
Ooh, okay. You just took my head and you like shoved it down your thing.
Tell me how much you need it. Tell me.
That's good.
Eat it, Mr.
Beg for it, sweetheart.
Oh, please give it to me, Mr. Principal. Because I'm so fat, Mr. Principal.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, give it to me, please. Want some more? Huh? You want some more, Mr. Principal?
Oh, no, that's good. Thanks a lot. I enjoyed that.
Lil finds girl six dazed in the ladies.
Hey. Six. You all right?
Don't I look all right?
No, you look like shit. Come on down from that sink. I'm sending you home, baby. You burned out. 75 got you smoking that shit.
Look, Lil, I'm chill. I'm cool. I'm fine.
Look, hey, come here. I know what I'm talking about, okay, baby? I've been through this. And you need some rest. Yeah?
So what are you trying to tell me? I'm gonna leave?
Yeah, you gonna leave. You go somewhere, recharge your batteries. You come back, you're good as new. Get some sun, right? The islands, maybe. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I need this job, Lil. I ain't got time for no
I know you need the job, Six. But I'm not changing my mind, okay? Not going home. Go ahead.
Girl 6 turns reluctantly and leaves.
Is that job still available?
Why the change of heart?
I got my own phone.
Still got those pipes?
Yes, I do.
Good. When do you want to start?
As soon as possible.
Girl 6 jogs up to her mailbox and unlocks it, smiling as she takes out a large brown envelope. At home, she opens it and pulls out a black book and a cassette. She takes it out of its case and puts it in a cassette player and presses play as she opens the black book.
If you do decide to accept this mission, you must realize that your own private line is essential. I suggest getting an unlisted phone number that is inaccessible to caller ID. Choose a phone with a lightweight receiver. I suggest getting a headset. That way, your hands are kept free. While office-bound fantasy girls are restricted by what they can say, a fantasy girl that works out of the home, a homegirl, can experience complete and total freedom. You can invite your caller to fully experience his deepest, darkest, strangest, wildest desires. No inhibitions, no restrictions. Total freedom, no taboos.
It's the shoplifter with a bunch of flowers.
Yeah? Are you ready, baby? Huh? Are you ready for me now? I'm ready for you. Ooh, explode for me. Oh, do it till you're satisfied. Ah, ooh, oh yeah, ooh, ah.
She shuts the door.
I loved watching the Jeffersons in Good Times, especially Thelma.
Baby, can I?
But my parents are home.
Wheezy! Give me that phone!
Daddy!
Now look here, son. This is a man of the house, and you better get another girl to wipe your feet with. Not our daughter. This is my house! Come on! Look here, honey. Your mother and I want you to have an active social life, but with some sicko cool!
All right, listen. You gotta listen to your father.
But, Mom, how was I supposed to know he was a sicko? All he kept saying was, can I come over? Can I come in? Can I come over? Can I come... Oh!
Son, you're trying my patience.
But why can I speak to her?
Okay. She'll be right here. George, what you gonna do, George? Don't you go in there, George! George, what are you doing, George? Don't be throwing that stuff out here, George! Oh, wait, so it's when you need
Peter.
He shoots the phone.
Ah, you cut me!
He's guilty!
George left the 10th phone this month!
Oh, he's going into that slab!
What do you do that, honey?
Come on, have the chicken stew! Woo! Come on, George, quickly!
You're gonna leave it! Applause flashes in the TV studio. Girl 6 is in her apartment, in front of the mirror, wearing a headset.
Shit.
Gotta go now.
Who is it? Bamming on my door like they lost their mind. Oh.
It's Jimmy.
You deaf? Been banging on this door for an hour.
I have been busy, Jimmy.
That's what I'm talking about. What do you do to your ex? You got that guy crazy. He wants to get back with you.
Look, Jimmy, I don't go backwards. I only go forwards. The man's been crazy.
Yeah, I owe you money, I don't got a job, but damn you and damn that phone. We're not even friends anymore, we don't even talk.
It's just like this, Jimmy. I get paid to talk now. I don't have time to be bullshitting with you, okay?
Me and you talking is bullshit? How
is
that? We're supposed to be friends.
Bullshit.
Normal conversation is
normal
bullshit?
Normal conversation with you is bullshit.
So what's this then?
It's a letter. Mind your own business.
From who?
One of my callers.
Dear Miss Lovely, I'm such a baby and it's hard for me to go to sleep at night. I'm hungry. Mommy, please squirt some of your warm breast milk into a bowl of frosted flakes. They're great. Signed, love, Tonya Tiger. Who's this?
Put it back, Jimmy.
Who's this?
Put it back.
Sexual deviant. This ain't reality.
It is reality. It is my reality. I know what's real and what's not, whether you want to believe it or not. Do you?
Miss Lovely, you get off on this stuff? Huh? Huh?
Girl 6 enters the shop, smiling at the scowling shopkeeper's wife. She takes four cartons of cigarettes off the shelf and puckers up at the shopkeeper.
Hey, behave yourself. Come on.
So, you still want to take me fishing?
I don't fish.
Ooh, you're going to play me like that, huh?
With you.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to get married.
Married? This
Sanjay.
Is my wife. What?
Sanjay.
Marry you what?
Who is this woman?
Who is this woman?
Who?
I'll tell you. This woman is a prostitute with, mind you, stolen cigarette. Call the cops. Take them and get out. I'm not buying. Call the cops, you standing.
Don't shout at me, Sanjay.
Come on, take your cigarette. Get out of here. Come on, you thief. Get out. Pagal, Saladek.
Pagal. Okay, say Pagal. Tum Pagal.
Pagal.
I get sick of this nonsense
really?
Week after week.
Really?
It's always the same with those girls upstairs, those bloody phone sex girls. Yes. Don't you dare come near me again, you useless donkey. I'm phoning your bloody mother.
Phone.
Girl 6 carries the bag of cigarettes away from the shop along a dark street and returns to the office. Exhaling smoke, her ex-husband watches her in the shadows. She stands in the lift, bathed in a red light, then emerges just as her ex-husband hurries out of the next lift and chases after her into the office.
Hey.
Rodney, I don't know this man.
You're home, can I help you?
No, you can't.
Let's go.
He points to the door.
Just thought she was somebody I knew.
Yeah, well, she's not. Let's go.
Reluctantly, he starts to leave.
Sorry if I caused you any kind of inconvenience, man.
Niño, ese chocolate cree que es toffee. Este pa' carajo, esto es mi casa.
Don't take it personal. She doesn't speak to me either. I guess she's working, huh? Yeah, I hear her sometimes, you know, through the door. But I haven't seen her in weeks. She gave me her numbers unlisted, but she told me not to give it to you. Besides, she screens all calls and don't call back. Look, I miss her, man. If you could get her to call me, I don't know. I'll give it a message.
In Girl 6's apartment, there are two phones next to an answering machine by a lamp on a table. She retrieves her messages while sitting on the edge of the bath, cleaning her teeth in a skin-tight scarlet vest and pants.
Hey, honey, it's me calling from Command Central. Can you take 3 of Nikki's regs today? She's got the flu. Call me back ASAP. Wake up and call me back. Ciao.
Yo, 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 this is Jimmy. You never call me back, girl. I never see you. What's up with that?
Hey, baby doll. This is your lover calling. I'm surprised you're not home. I usually don't leave messages, and I don't really like machines. I much prefer human beings. I think whoever invented the answering machine should be shot. Now, how can we continue this romance if you're not home waiting for me? Bye, baby doll.
The inside of a deep, dark lift shaft. Girl 6 takes a call bathed in red light.
Hello, love. It's Mr. Snuff.
I know.
Listen, I want to ask you a question. Are you ugly?
No, I'm beautiful.
Well, now listen, the reason I ask you that is because I was watching Oprah the other day and they had the program on phone sex, and every one of those girls was ugly. So I'm asking you, are you ugly?
No, I'm absolutely, positively gorgeous.
You're beautiful.
Yes, I'm beautiful.
Well, that doesn't make sense. How can a slut be beautiful, you know? I mean, the Mona Lisa's beautiful. The Statue of Liberty's beautiful. The Grand Canyon, the first day of spring, a new fallen snow. That's beauty, but a slut is just slutty, right?
You know?
Yes.
Did you miss me?
Kind of.
I missed you. You know, I really opened up to you. I've opened my heart up to you. I trust you.
You do?
I do, absolutely. And now it's time for the good part.
I'm scared.
Well, I'll be quick, and you'll be much happier when it's over.
You're not happy now, are you?
No.
You're not happy because you're a fox slut, right?
Right.
So, say that.
I'm a fox slut.
No, no. I'm not happy because... Say it.
I'm not happy because I'm a fuck slut.
That's right, there you go. But you're gonna be much happier when everything is said and done. Now this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put your head in the bag. We're gonna tie it nice and tight. We're gonna tie it nice and snug. And then I'm gonna give you the fuck of your life. I'll do that for you. And then it's lights out.
Oh no.
Lights completely out.
Why are you doing this to me?
That's none of your fucking business.
But you have to make it my business because I want to love you.
Don't you contradict me. I don't need anything from you. You understand?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay. Good. We're going to spice things up, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come to your apartment and we're going to do this for real. How does that sound?
Oh, baby, please. Let's do it like this.
Don't you fucking perform.
I'm not, I just want
don't
you to
don't you fucking perform for me. I don't want that bullshit. Okay? I do the performing.
I'm not performing for you.
Now, what are you doing?
I just wanna love you.
No, I don't want your love. I don't need your love. I have enough love. I have plenty, believe me. I have a mother, I have friends. I don't want your love.
Oh, come on, give it to me.
Bullshit!
Please.
I live very close to you. I'm gonna come over there, and I'll be there in a few minutes, okay? I'll get that bag tight around your head, watch you struggle, all right?
But you don't know where I live.
No. 213 East 5th Street.
Apartment number 5.
She suddenly looks alarmed. Wearing a black lacy bra, she rushes over to a wall-mounted telephone and dials hurriedly.
Hello? Hi there, this is lovely, I've just got another wild card. Can you do me a favor and send me somebody who's, really sweet right now,
All right, sit tight, I'll call you right back.
Okay, hey, Hello?
Hey, I'm out on the corner, I was wondering if you needed anything, you know, maybe some Haagen-Dazs, or how about a dozen of those long-stem, red roses that you love so much?
Look, why don't you just leave me alone, okay? Hello?
Well, guess what? They're out of the green bags, but I got the blue and they're the see-through kind. Is that good?
You know what? That sounds really, really good, baby. I think you should get those green baggies and come on over.
Because I got something for your ass, you sick motherfucker!
That's
I'm gonna kill you if you come
that's
over here!
What I want to hear.
I swear to God, I'm gonna
why
kill
you! Why you been holding
you?
Out on me like
so
that?
You come
huh?
over
I listened to you all this time, you never gave me any of it, huh? Why'd you hold
you?
Out on me like
come
that?
Come over!
That's right.
A lift door opens, revealing a deep, dark, empty shaft. The snuff caller steps out of the darkness. Girl 6 races up several flights of stairs in her apartment block, looking panic-stricken.
You gotta let me in, Jimmy.
Look at you.
Please let me spend the night, please.
Bone stuff?
Yes.
Come on. You look pitiful. Pitiful.
Jimmy and Girl 6 lie next to each other in his apartment.
Jimmy.
What?
You sleep?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
I'm gonna go to Los Angeles.
He opens his eyes suddenly.
I thought LA was falling into the Pacific Ocean.
No, I just think that it's time that I start pursuing my acting thing, you know?
You mean it this time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you want to do. I'm all for it. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you, if I ever saw you, that I finally broke down and sold off some of my memorabilia collection.
Really?
Yeah. It's hard to do, but I can't wait 20 years. Gotta eat now. Gotta pay the rent. Especially since you're moving, who I'm gonna borrow money from?
Some other fool, I guess.
I got something for you. I wanna give you. This is a Topps mint condition 1964 baseball card, signed by Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, both Hall of Famers. Hank Aaron's hit more home runs than anybody in Major League Baseball, more than Babe Ruth. It's for you. Signed by both. So remember me by now, right?
I can't.
Right.
I will.
Don't sell that. No matter how low you might have to get, don't ever sell that one. Say hey, Willie Mays, greatest ball player that ever lived.
Thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them me and me. So when the disciple asked Jesus, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It says in the Bible, Jesus caught a little child unto him and set the child in the middle of them.
Hi.
And he said, you're high.
I decided to bring this to you in person.
Angela, look at that. That's for you. What you gonna say to the lady?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Say, God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Can I have a kiss?
Thank you for the money. God will bless you, miss. Thank you.
Dressed in a white shift and coat, Girl 6 leaves her apartment block.
Hey, I heard your girl Angie got out. Thought we could celebrate.
Her ex-husband gives her flowers. Jimmy watches, carrying her case.
You've been calling my house.
I would, but you're unlisted. Just wanted a normal conversation.
All right. I'm going to L.A. where it's safe.
In the hell is L.A. safe?
It's safer than here. Plus, I gotta get my acting thing going again.
Well, you can't act in New York?
No. It's too much history.
Oh, Judy. I'm gonna miss you, Judy.
Judy. I always did like you when you called me that.
They stand on the street, both dressed in white, and kiss passionately. Different coloured telephones rain down around them, smashing on the ground. They continue kissing, oblivious.
Tracy died soon after a long fought civil war. J. just after I wiped away his last tear.
Taxi!
I guess he's
about time.
Oh,
we're
getting a cab.
Judy's ex-husband loads her luggage into the boot of the cab. She smiles and waves, then heaves a sigh of relief, looking serious. She picks up the small bunch of flowers, laughs and smells them as the cab drives away.
Miss Sloan, he's so sorry to keep you waiting. He and your agents had to work out a few minor details. This is, of course, not a reading. It's more like a meeting. He just wants to go over specifics. Catch up.
Yes, of course, darling.
In black and white, Judy, dressed in an evening gown with long white gloves, sashays past two butlers holding silver trays next to a swimming pool, and waits for the agent's assistant to pull out a chair for her. She sits at a table. A man in a striped suit, smoking a cigar, stands up and kisses her hand, then sits opposite her, while she smiles, nervously glancing at the assistant standing behind her.
Now springtime only reminds me of Chase's tears.
Welcome to Hollywood, lovely. Glad you could make it. Have you been, doll?
I've been fine, thank you.
So, let's have a look at you. Look good enough to eat. Okay, here we go. Bob, you're gonna shoot at the line?
Yeah.
And when you answer him, honey, I want you to turn your head real slow. Then we're gonna kiss.
Okay.
And then. No. Okay, well.
Delivery!
She faces the boy next to her at the audition.
Come in.
Okay, now we're gonna kiss. Good. Good. Now let your top open up. Come on. We need to see your tits on you. Come, keep the kiss going, please. Rob, help her. We don't have all your sweetheart.
The boy fumbles with her jacket.
Please don't do that. Stop. Don't do that.
Look, I've got other ladies waiting to audition. I don't have all day, lovely. Okay, whenever you're ready, let's see what you've got.
The only reason I've consented to doing this is because I wish to clear my name. Not because I care about what people think, but enough is enough. And if it helps some people in the end, that's fine too. Some people call me a freak. I hate that word. Because I don't believe in labels. I consider myself to be normal. Whatever normal is. But what you gonna do, huh? That was the deal.
Good. Very good. Okay. Ooh, look, there was no offense here, okay? Just trying to be free. No restrictions. No, that's what the role required.
No offense taken.
She drops the script.
Oops.
She walks over Dorothy Dandridge's star in the pavement and crosses the road, where there's a crowd of people outside a cinema showing Girl 6. On a hoarding on the corner of a building down the street, the words "The End" in large letters. Judy walks down the pavement into the crowd. The End.